Well, thank you. Thank you for the wonderful report and the testimony. We all have to sacrifice, but no sacrifice we give will match the sacrifice that God has made. Today is known as Palm Sunday. It is so-called Palm Sunday because it is the Sunday that Jesus entered Jerusalem, and the people place their cloak and palm leaves on the road as Jesus rode the colt into Jerusalem. And Jesus came as a humble king, and he will be enthroned on the cross Friday. And next Sunday will be Easter, the Resurrection Sunday. All these events are foretold in the Old Testament, what would happen, and they did happen to Jesus. The message today is going to be focused on just a small sections of what Jesus did on that day as he rode the colt into Jerusalem. I'm reading from Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44. Verse 41 to 44. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." Father, what tears the Lord Jesus had shed. We want to understand on this day, because it is the day that the Lord cried. Why had he cried? And how should we understand the tears that he shed for us? Come, speak to us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Very rare do you see a king cry. Donald Trump can't even apologize. Big men don't cry, and kings certainly don't cry. And when you see a king cry, must be a moment that you need to ask yourself, why? The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, cried over Jerusalem. He cried because people have fallen into a lie and were prevented from receiving the truth. The leaders of the people have done this. In Luke chapter 13, verse 34 to 35, Luke tells us about Jesus' sorrow over the people of Jerusalem, and that he wants to take them under his wing like a hen trying to take the little chick under his wing, but the leaders of the people won't let. Now on the eve of Jesus' death, his sorrow turned into tears. Jerusalem's inability to recognize God's visitation will ruin the city and kill millions of citizens, of his citizens, and block the path for their salvation, their coming to God. That's why Jesus cried. What were the problems? We read the scriptures, there are two problems that behind the lies there, money and power. as we read from verse 45, we see that Jesus came into Jerusalem, came into the temple area, and the people, the rulers of the city, the religious leaders, have turned the temple of God into a money-making place. And this is not the first time, but it's the second time. We saw in John chapter 2, verse 12 to 16, of the first time that Jesus came and overthrown the tables of the people who were trying to make money at the temple. So number one was money. Number two, it was power. The leaders of the city questioned Jesus' authority, as we read in chapter 20. They're the one in control of the temple area. So they ask, we are the one in control. We didn't give you authority to do this. Where is your authority? Pilate was the civil and political leader of the city, of the province, and Pilate did not give you the authority to do this. What is your authority? So the second issues here is authority, is power. They want to capture Jesus and kill him, do away with him, because if Jesus continued to do that, that will destroy that hold on power. So we have the tax questions, whether they should pay tax to Rome. That is a political ploy, is a power play. Then we see Jesus answer them and pinpoint to us, telling us that the whole situation here is the wicked leaders of the people. Jesus tells the parable of the wicked tenants, the parable of the tenants. And at the end, Jesus said, God sent his son into his field and trying to take what is rightly his, and they kill him, kill God's son. After Jesus rose from the dead, they tried to quash the fact of Jesus' resurrection. They pay soldiers to lie to the people that the disciples of Jesus came and took his body and there's no resurrection. That lie of the leaders of the Jews have not only blocked the people in Jerusalem from believing in Jesus, but for 2,000 years, that lies remain today. That lies is the power that hold the Jews from coming to salvation. If you should go into YouTube and Google Jews for Jesus or one for Israel or just Messianic Jews, you will listen to their testimony and they will tell you that every rabbi today from any part of the world will tell the Jewish people that you can believe anything, even worship a demon, but you cannot worship Jesus. Do you know that that lie is a very powerful lie? Why lies? Because the ruler of this world is Satan, and he is the liar. He is the father of all lies. That's what Scripture said. That's what the Lord Jesus said. What is the purpose of a lie? It is an attack on the truth, to deface the truth, or to turn people from believing the truth. Jesus said here in verse 42 that the way of peace is hidden. Lies does that. It hides the truth from the people. Does it work? It worked very well. Lies work very well. may not work 100%, but it works close to 100%. It brought down Adam and Eve. It effectively nailed Jesus to the cross. It effectively blocked the Jewish people to come to salvation for 2,000 years, and it is going. Now, let's consider our own situation. What kind of lies are being spread about Jesus in our midst today? We can put them under the umbrella of atheism. Atheism teaches that great men and women believe in science, not religion, not in a God. Only pea-brained people believe in religions or in a God. And religions and God is nothing but poison to the mind. If you want to become somebody, to have power, to be famous, to be known, throw away this belief, this nonsense. Atheism has been here from the very beginning, but it is a chokehold on the nations in the world. We have seen Europe gone down this pit in the last 200 years. The slide reached the highest places in society, in the seats of governments, in the hall of justice. We see how politicians lie to people all the time to maintain their power, just like the Jewish leaders then. The lies that we hear from Washington are typical of the lies that are being spread everywhere. These lies have perpetuated in our educational institutions through the world. Scientists, university professors, science teachers, and high school teachers overwhelmingly take the position that there is no miracles, there is no resurrections of the dead, because there is no God. There's only material things in this world. They're brainwashing our children. They're telling our children that they are just accidents. They are not important at all. They are just happen to be. They're coming from monkeys, and just as monkeys die and become ashes, your children, my children, will die and become ashes just like that. There is no after tomorrow. Atheism is the greatest lie facing the world today, and are facing our children and our grandchildren. Statistics, research have found that 70% of the children grew up in the church, went to college, they will lose their faith in God within the first year, and just only a few will return. What are we going to do about it? We learned something from the disciples here. Even the society is clamoring that there is no God, there is no religion. The disciples are holding on to their faith. They are praising as Jesus coming down to Jerusalem. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. They took their cloak and put it on the ground, allowed Jesus to come through. As Jesus preached in Jerusalem, they will come around Jesus and protect Jesus so that the government cannot seize Jesus until the defined time. They cannot prevent Judas Iscariot from betraying the Lord Jesus, but they did what they can. After Jesus rose from the dead, they continued to preach the gospel to the world. They began with taking off the cloak and put it down on the floor. That is a reminder of saying, put down your honor, because your honor is not worthy of the King, of the Son of God. Take down your honor. Your cloak is the sign of your honor, put that down. But they did much more. After the resurrections of the Lord Jesus, they paved with their blood that the gospel will be preached to the end of the world. They paved with their blood. Not one of the disciples died of natural causes. Every one of them died of martyrdom. So maybe we should continue to preach the gospel just like the disciples did. That they conquered Rome in 300 years. And we can do no less than they have. They have set the example for us. We have many teachers in the church today, and I would like to see us take hold of these science textbooks. Since they're not being taught over the public school, we should look at these textbooks that talk on intelligent design and bring it in here. And we have class in the evening and bring our young people in here, children in here. We teach them about God and intelligent design, and don't let the atheists steal the life of our children and young people. I hate to see children go to college and lost their faith. We should be proactive like Jesus' disciple. We should. That's how we're going to save our children. And with a bigger campus and bigger buildings, we can do that. And I hope we will be waking up to do something like that. Not to only defend our faith, but defend the faith of our children so that when they go to school, they can stand up before those atheist professors and say, I don't believe what you say. I believe in the creator of the universe. I believe I'm created in the image of God, and that's who I am, and you cannot take that down. So let me conclude with the word of Professor David Foster Wallace, an agnostic who died a couple years ago. The title of his remark is, It is Water. And he said, in the day-to-day trenches of adult life, there is actually no such thing as atheism. There's no such thing as not worshiping. Everybody worships. The only choice we get is what to worship. And the compelling reason for maybe choosing some sort of God or spiritual type thing to worship is that pretty much anything else would you worship will eat you alive. If you worship money and things, if they are where you tap real meanings in life, then you will never have enough. Never feel you have enough. That desire will just eat you up. That's the truth. Worship of your body and beauty and sexual allure, and you will always feel ugly. When the time and age starts showing, you will die a million deaths before they finally grieve you. I have seen people who worship the body and just a little break on their skins and they want to die. They feel like they're dying. Worship power. You will end up feeling weak and afraid. You will need ever more power over others to numb you to your own fear. Worship your intellect, being seen as smart. You will end up feeling stupid, a fraud, always on the verge of being found out. You know, doesn't matter how much education you have, how much an intellect you have, you go talk to the farmer, and pretty soon you discover the farmer is smarter than you. You talk to the homeless, and you think the homeless is nothing, and you spend time with the homeless, talked about life in a little bit, and the homeless just proves you that you are just as stupid as he is, or maybe worse. You'll be found out if you worship your intellect. And these atheists are very angry with Professor Wallace because Professor Wallace said, you guys are fools. We don't want our children to fall into the path of fools. The Bible talked about that. That's why Jesus cried over the world. That's why Jesus cried over Sacramento. That's why Jesus cried over the Hmong people. Doesn't matter where you are, Jesus cried over you. That's why we have this love project. That's why we do what we do. To bring the message of hope and peace to people who need it. And Jesus said, everyone needs it. And we know everyone needs it. Even the atheists who deny that there is God, they need God. Let's stand up and pray.